Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Please stay tuned.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين وروحا للمعاني تقيم الوحي فينا.
Today's topic, the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting.
بشهر فاض نورا وقرآنا مبينا.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue. Now, speaking about the holy month of Ramadan and fasting, if one was to carefully ponder over what is obligatory and highly recommended in this holy month, one would realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His overflowing divine mercy, has compelled human beings to fast and encouraged them to pray so that they may overhaul themselves and start a miraculous and beautiful journey to perfection, a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so asking us to fast is in reality a blessing which we must be grateful for to Allah. Now, dear listeners, fasting weakens the animal passions and thereby enables the spirit to focus its attention towards the spiritual realms and the true realities of the cosmos. And one of the least advantages of fasting is its effects on our physical health. It gives our bodies a break to repair itself and balance its chemicals. Many illnesses can truly be cured by fasting. The Holy Prophet Muhammad has said, "Fast and be healed." Furthermore, through fasting, a person is replying to Allah's call. Allah loves us, and because of His love and mercy, He wants to help people in their spiritual and emotional challenges, and so He calls out to people in different forms, such as fasting. And another one among these calls is the call for forgiveness. Interestingly, both these calls and many more are encompassed in the holy month of Ramadan.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين مرحبا بالتائبين مرحبا بالعابدين في صلاة الخاشعين في رحاب الذاكرين رمضان 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 القانتين.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Well, we know that the main purpose of fasting of the month of Ramadan is the spiritual dimension, which has to do with the issue of taqwa, you know, elevating ourselves to a level where we have more consciousness of Allah's presence in our day-to-day life. But fasting is also connected to another dimension, which is not the main purpose of Ramadan, and that is the health of a human body. Because if you look at the ahadith that we have from the Prophet and the Imams, they emphasize on this point, that one of the ways of keeping yourself physically healthy is to go through the process of fasting. But that means not just in the month of Ramadan. You know, there are so many months recommended. Every Islamic month, the first Thursday of the month, last Thursday of the month, the 3 days in between, 13th, 14th, and 15th of the month. But even if you go with the first and the last Thursday, I think that would be... You can actually combine. If you have qadha and you do both, you get sawab for both of it. And so the issue of fasting is not just the month of Ramadan, it is across the entire Islamic calendar. One of the concepts that we have in ahadith where they talk about zakat, sharing what you have with others, basically parting, you know, away with something which belongs to you. Of course, we know zakat of mal, we know zakat of knowledge to share with others. There is also a concept of zakatul badan. And zakatul badan actually refers to fasting. So you are basically depriving your body of certain things. And that is considered to be one of the ways of keeping ourselves healthy. It's not that Islam is only the religion of the other world. No, it talks about the importance of health here also. One of the sayings of our first Imam is that, you know, أَفْضَلُ النِّعَمْ أَصِّحَّةِ. One of the best blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to have good health. In one hadith, he compares that. He says, you know, the blessings of Allah is سَعَةُ mal, abundance and wealth, but then, and also to have a good health. But on the level of comparison, he says, you know, أَفْضَلُ النِّعَمْ. وَأَفْضَلْ, when he says, when he talks about سَعَةُ mal, he says comparing affluence of wealth and then the health of سَحَةُ badan, he says the health of the body takes more priority over abundance of wealth.
إلهي قد تراكمت الذنوب وما زالت بغفلتها القلوب وما زالت بغفلتها القلوب.
Talking about the importance and the reward of fasting, Imam Khomeini, in one of his sermons to the seminarians in Najaf al-Ashraf, says, "The reward of such a fast is God. As Allah has stated, the fast is for me, and I, Allah, am its reward. Nothing else could be the reward of such a fast. The gardens of blessings would not count as a worthy reward for such a fast. If a man takes fasting to mean closing his mouth to food, but opening it for backbiting, and he engages in backbiting until the morning time of starting the fast, he engages in backbiting in the warm and friendly companies of the nights when there is opportunity and time. Such fasting will be of no benefit and have no effect." Imam Khomeini continues and he says, "In this noble month of Ramadan, in which you have been invited to the divine banquet, if you do not gain insight, ma'rifa, awareness, knowledge about Allah the Almighty, nor do you gain insight into yourself, It means that you have not properly participated in the feast of Allah and you have failed to observe the etiquettes of the feast. Imam Khomeini continues, "Therefore, our aspirations should be high and we should struggle to attain the position which would enable us to enter the divine feast, the divine banquet." In the supplication of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, which Imam Sajjad, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, taught to his noble companion, we are taught to pray in the following way. "And I aspire to be a guest near you, O Allah." Thanks for listening to this special Ramadan episode of Dialogue. We look forward to having you listen to our next episode. Until another program, until another time, fi amanillah, God bless you all, and Ramadan Mubarak. في السماء بقربه يحيي العمود نفحاته عادت بنا تعطي تجود بكل جود من أقبلت ليلا نهارا في صيام في قيام من أدركت فضل الثواني أنسى طعم المنام